I love what Shane said when we were singing Waymaker, just that God is the God who makes a way and he's the one who breaks down walls. And I believe that that's what he is doing this morning already. And this is what he wants to do throughout the rest of our service. And I don't know how you've come here this morning. I don't know how you've been feeling, or maybe this is even the first time you've been in church for a very long time. But God has something that he wants to say to you this morning. Do you believe it? Yep. Great. So good. So I want to start our message this morning with a question. Are you the person you thought you would be? Sitting here right now, are you the person who you thought you would be in this moment? Are you better than you thought you would be? Are you maybe a little bit worse? Maybe not as good as you thought you would be. Are you perhaps just different to who you thought you would be in this moment? Continuing on in our Becoming series, we're talking about becoming more like Jesus this morning. And this whole idea around this is that we are, as people who believe in Jesus, always becoming more like Jesus. So we're never going to arrive, because if we arrived, we would be Jesus, right? But the journey of the Christian life is about becoming more like Jesus. So I want to ask you whether you're the person that you thought you would be this morning. And then I want to ask you a follow-up question as well. Are you becoming the person who God wants you to be? Are you becoming the person who God wants you to be? So forget about your circumstances or your job or anything else. Let's just put all that aside for this morning. And let's think about the person, the who you are. Are you becoming the person who God wants you to be? At the end of last year, around Christmas time and the start of the year, I decided that I was not the person who I wanted to be. My circumstances had not been kind to me, and I found myself in a really, really unhealthy place. So I wasn't eating anything that was good for me. I wasn't sleeping well. I had all of these unhealthy habits, and I found myself just getting more and more depressed and more just wondering, what is this all about, right? And Graham and I were having Christmas with my family in Kalgoorlie. Some of my family live in Kalgoorlie. And I decided that whenever we got home after Christmas, I was going to make a change. I was going to actually start looking after myself. I was going to start continue spending very, very intentional time with Jesus and in the Word and spending time in his presence. And I was going to start eating stuff that's good for me and generally just looking after myself. So, you know what? I've avoided this topic for as long as I can, everybody. I have to tell you something. I became a runner. This is what I did at the start of the jogging or yogging. I believe it's a silent J. I'm not sure. But this is what I did. And I decided that my goal for the year was going to be to run a 10-kilometer run. And I knew I had like a little bit of experience in running, but not so much that like I knew that 10 kilometers was a really long way. So I was like, at the end of the year, sure, I'm just going to run a 10K. That's going to be my goal for the year. And then, all right, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it took me a little bit of time as I got home. We got home at the start of the year. And I went for my first run on the 6th of January. I've got it in my activity thing in my phone. And I haven't stopped since. This is the longest I've ever committed to this. Now, I try and run 3 times a week. And I'm one of those disgusting people who loves running. I mean, it's gross, right? Like, who wants to be that guy who loves running? I really love running. And you know what? I have something to prove it. I ran my 10 kilometer last week, everybody. It took me a whole 1 week to show you this. I held off for as long as I could. This is my I finished a 10 kilometer run medal. It's so good. I'm just going to put it here so you can just partake of the glory of my medal for the rest of this. There we go. She looks pretty, doesn't she? 10 kilometer run. I finished my 10 kilometer run. So if you know me at all, you know that I love to tick things off. Like I'm a very goals and reward oriented kind of person. So if I have the opportunity to, for example, get a medal for running 10 kilometers, I'm going to do it. So I signed up on Wednesday last week and did it on the Saturday, and 80% of the reason why I did it then was because I could get a medal at the end. And you know what? I ran the whole way, guys. It was so fun. See, I'm one of those gross people who loves running now. So as I have gone through my 8-month journey of running, I've learned that there's loads of lessons to be learned from running, because let's be real here, it's really difficult, particularly distance running. And particularly whenever we're thinking about a topic like this, becoming the people who God wants us to be. So when I asked, are you the person that you want to be? I wonder if you said yes. Or the person you thought you would be. I wonder if you said yes. Or maybe you said no. And I also wonder if you've ever considered that there is a person or a version of yourself who God wants you to be. There is a version of yourself who God wants you to be. That God, the creator of the universe, is actually so concerned with you, and he cares about the intimate details of your life, and he really cares, actually, about the way that your life turns out. He has a plan for you. I don't know if that's something you've ever considered. Bob Goff, he's an author and a pastor, he said this. He said that our problem following Jesus is that we're trying to be a better version of us rather than a more accurate reflection of him. So we're going to take this a step further then. Am I the person that I want to be? Well, actually, no. We're going to ask, are we the person who God wants us to be? Are we becoming a more accurate reflection of him rather than just, say, a better version of myself? So this is what we're asking this morning, and this isn't going to be an inspirational talk about becoming the best version of you that you can be. It's actually just all centered around becoming the person who God wants us to be. And we're going to go on this journey together this morning. Does that sound good? So good. And yeah, as I said, there's so many lessons to be learned from running, particularly distance running. In fact, there's this one famous passage in the Bible. A lot of you will know this already, and it talks about life as a running race, which I don't think is an accident at all. I don't think it's any accident. This is what it says. So we're going to jump into Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 3. And we're going to talk about a couple of lessons that we've learned from running and a couple of things that we can take away in our journey to become more like Jesus and to become the people who God is calling us to be. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. So here's the first thing. So if we're to become the people who God is calling us to be, and if you're taking notes this morning, this is your first thing, is it takes intentionality. Becoming takes intentionality. Whenever I say becoming now, it just means becoming more like Jesus. So becoming takes intentionality. If we're to think about, if you were to lead up to do a running race, for example, you know that consistency is key. This medal here doesn't represent that I ran, doesn't just represent that I ran a 10K. It represents all of the things, the months and months of hard work that I had to put in so that I could go and run the 10K. It represents my running 5, 6, or 7 Ks at a time so that I could develop the endurance and the muscles required to run the 10 kilometers. And it represents the early mornings and the getting home from work to go straight out for a run. See, it's not just that I have a cool medal. it represents all of these other things as well. It represents the intentional decisions that I made to go outside and go for the run. See, this passage says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. So becoming happens only with intentionality. So you know that if you want to be the kind of person who gets up at 6 a.m. to go running every day, you have to set your alarm for 5:30, and you have to also get out of bed, and you also have to get dressed, and you also have to go for the run, right? You know that if you want to be a healthier person, if you are faced with the opportunity to have a piece of fruit or a packet of chips, you have to choose the fruit. It's about the little decisions. And if you want to be a person who is in closer relationship with Jesus, you have to spend the time in the Word. You have to spend time in His presence so that He can speak to you and make you more like Him. You have to make those decisions instead of doing something else. Right? You know that those intentional decisions are a thing. And it's not a one-time decision and then it's a thing. So it's not like I just decided I would go for a 10K and then die afterwards. No. That would be a very stupid decision. Very bad. But it's about this consistent series of decisions to strip off anything that holds us back from being that person and go forwards and go forwards. You know, you might be sitting here today and you might want to be a better father. You might want to be someone who is a better spouse, a better sister, a better friend. You might be quite disappointed in yourself in some areas, in the way that you act or the way that you want to be. If you want to be that person who's closer to Jesus, that might be your story this morning. It's in that those consistent series of decisions to spend a little bit more time every day with Jesus if you're going to become more like Him. This is the journey of becoming. This is the journey of becoming more like Him. It starts with intentionality. The second thing is this. It hurts. Becoming the person who God wants us to be really hurts. It does. Because you know what? You're not perfect. And I said that last week. I don't know if you remember. The only person who we believe is ever perfect who walked the earth was Jesus. And that's who we're trying to be like. And let's not make the mistake of thinking that running is easy. It's painful. It's very painful. And it doesn't necessarily get all that much easier as you go along. If anyone tells you that it does, they're lying to you. Just to try and get you to go for a run with them, probably. They're lying to you. It is painful to become that better person. I'm sorry, but I don't think this is very good news this morning. It's a little bit painful. And to keep making those consistent decisions. And that is why the writer of Hebrews says this. He says, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Endurance requires a certain amount of tolerance. Another word for endurance is tolerance. It requires a certain amount of tolerance for pain. It requires a certain amount of tolerance, and it requires patience as we work through the muck to get to the growth. Let me tell you this morning. You will only ever grow up to the point of pain that you're willing to endure. You will only grow up to the level of pain that you're willing to endure. That pain tolerance will always be your ceiling. See, a runner knows that they won't be able to go any further until they push through the pain barrier of adding that extra kilometer, of doing the faster time, getting that other PB. They know that they have to push through the pain. And becoming the person who God wants you to be is actually on the other side of your pain. It's on the other side of your pain. So your pain tolerance will always be your ceiling. I don't know if there's something in your life, maybe, that you found that you just can't get past. It's something that you keep coming back to, no matter how much you try and move on in life. You keep coming back to this thing. And I can tell you why. It's because it's painful. Because that that thing that you're trying to work through, whatever it might be, that is the thing that once you start to hit up against that, that will be your ceiling, and it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. Let me tell you that if we're going to be the people who God wants us to be, we need to develop some endurance and some tolerance for the pain that God is going to need to deal with in our lives, for the things that hold us back from being who he wants us to be. No one ever said that this life was easy with Christianity. I think there is perhaps a misconception that when we become believers, everything's beautiful and then everything just kind of starts to work out. No, it's this journey, this tough journey that we go through of becoming more like him. Sometimes we'll need to move past the hurts that people have caused us, maybe in the church, so that we can become more like him. Sometimes we will need to be able to deal with the depression and the anxiety that we feel. If you have ever been in there, you know how tough that is. And it doesn't necessarily even make sense. But we need to move through those things and deal with the pain. See, the thing for me is that the depression that I was feeling, I got to a point where I went to the doctor to ask for some medication because it was really tough. And I went there and I took it and I hated it. It was awful. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not trying to say if you are on medication for depression, it is so helpful and so good and a great decision and I support you. But for me, it was not good. I took one tablet and I was like, whoa. This is too much for me. So I made the really tough decision to go down the exercise and diet route instead. And my goodness me, it was painful because I had to make those consistent decisions to get up and go for the run when all I wanted to do actually was just hide in my back room under my weighted blanket, in my cocoon, I like to call it. So you will only grow up to the level of pain that you're willing to endure. So we have to make that decision. But you know what? Here is some good news, everybody. Here is the third lesson that I've learned. So becoming requires intentionality. It hurts. Becoming the people who God wants us to be hurts. But let me tell you that the reward is worth it. It is worth it at the end. The reward of the run is worth it. Was this medal worth it? Heck yes, it was. I'm going to figure out where I'm going to put this in my house. Is it going to be as you walk in the door? Probably. The reward is so worth it. And the Bible tells us how to get to the end. You know what? Jesus doesn't just leave us alone in our pain. He's with us. Yeah, the whole way he is with us. And the Bible tells us how to do it, how to keep making these consistent decisions and how to run with endurance. It says we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, who is the author, the champion, who initiates and perfects our faith. Another version says he's the author and perfecter of our faith. He is Jesus. And let me tell you, the difference between you and Jesus is that Jesus knew exactly the pain that he had to go through, and he did it anyway. He knew that he had to die on a cross, but he did it because he knew that resurrection was on the other side of his pain. He did it because he knew that salvation for all was on the other side of his pain. And he knew that there was joy waiting for him on the other side of his pain. This verse in Hebrews says, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. See, when we set out in life to become the people who God is calling us to be, we don't actually necessarily have a grasp of what we're going to have to deal with when we first start out. There's so many things that God deals with in our lives, and I don't know how it works in your life, but in mine, God seems to sort of deal with one thing at a time. But it's like a relentless thing. We deal with one thing, we go, oh, we breathe out for maybe 2 seconds, and then we deal with the next thing. Not in a way that it's like, okay, God would never give you anything more than you can handle, as some people say, because I don't necessarily subscribe to that theology, because then I think, why would I need God? There are plenty of times when I have felt like I could not handle things in life. And that is where we say, I need God. I need God. But he tends to deal with things one thing at a time. Maybe because he's kind. But Jesus experienced the very worst kind of physical pain and actually emotional pain. The Bible tells us that God turned his face away. He turned his face away. He couldn't look as his son, his one and only son, died on the cross, died a criminal's death on a cross. And Jesus went through that pain for you and for me so that we could know him. And you know what? This is good news. Because Jesus experienced that kind of pain, he can be on the other side showing us that it's okay. I don't know about you, but I need a God who can empathize with me. I need a God who can say, I've been there before, and who can stand on the other side and say, it's okay, come to me. This will not kill you. You will be okay at the end. So the reward is worth it. It is so worth it. And becoming the person who God wants you to be, this is the fourth one, if you're taking notes. It shows you what you're capable of. It shows you what you're capable of. It shows you that you can actually handle more than you know with God by your side. You can do it. See, I never thought that I would be able to run a 10-kilometer race all at once. That seemed ridiculous, to be quite honest with you. Historically, I'm terrible at sportsing. I'm really bad at sportsing, really. But you know what? I did it. Because I knew that the reward was going to be on the other side of me. Well, let's be honest, I didn't really know. It was very painful whilst it was happening. But I'm so, so glad that I did it. So glad. And often we don't know how capable we are until we actually do the thing, right? So I didn't know I could run a 10K until I did it. And then I did it and I was like, oh, cool. Now I have a medal. Wouldn't it be good? Like, let's be real. Okay, let's be real for a second. Life is painful. There are many, many things that cause us pain in life. But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't you rather it be a good, productive sort of pain that makes you a better person, right? This is the thing, is when we face up to those things that have been holding us back, those pain points, whenever we come up against it, it's going to be really painful. But if the more we can push into that, and the more that we can start to push against it and try and push through it, that is where the growth happens. Donald told us that change is inevitable, but growth is optional. And this is our choice to make. See, where our perceived limits interact with the pain of the thing we're trying to work through, that's where the growth happens. That's where we grow. And you know what else is great? The Bible tells us that by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, everything else will fall into place. Matthew 6:33 says this. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. And he, that is Jesus, will give you everything you need. He will give you everything you need. So if you want to become, this is where everything starts, guys. If you want to become that better father, if you fix your eyes on Jesus, that will happen. Your capacity for loving and spending time with your kids will grow. If you want to become a better worker, a more reliable worker, spend time with Jesus and the rest will grow. Whatever it is this morning, whatever is the thing that is holding you back, we're going to pray in a moment for the courage to push up against it and maybe push through it today. But whatever it is that holds you back, if you seek first the kingdom of God, everything else will happen. This is where becoming begins. This is where becoming the people who God wants us to be happens. It happens in the muck and in the pain and in the little intentional decisions every day. See, in my journey, what I've learned in all of life is every day I get up And today is a new day. And today I will make decisions for this day. And that is all. And every moment, it's about making decisions, even not even just a day at a time, it's a moment at a time. It's making that decision to put down my phone and play with the kids for a second. It's making that decision to, instead of eating the chips, which I really want, eat the fruit instead. It's making those little micro decisions, those little intentional decisions that all then build up into becoming this person who God wants us to be. So I want to ask you another question at the end here. Do you want to become the person who God wants you to be? The Bible tells us that God has a plan for us, that God has a plan for you, and that becoming more like Him isn't actually just about you becoming a better person. It's about you becoming in greater communion with Him and becoming closer to Him. And this is what we want. We want to be people who are passionate about Jesus, who are passionate about getting closer to Him at every chance we can get. I was thinking during worship just now, like, I love that nowhere else do we come and we sing together. That's a weird thing that we only do in church, right? It's really strange. But even as I was singing, I was like, this is preparing the way, me making a decision in this moment to really hook into this moment is actually making me closer to Jesus. It's preparing the way and preparing our hearts for what God wants to do. And so right now, I would love to pray for you. Ooh, she gone. I would love to just give you an opportunity to respond. Why don't we close our eyes and just spend a bit of time in this prayerful moment with Him. I believe God wants to do some healing this morning. That God wants to give you space to deal with that painful thing. As I was speaking, you will know what that is. You will know what that is. And so if that's you, I'm just going to invite you to respond just with your body a little bit and just pop your hands down in front of you. And we're going to say together, God, give me courage. God, give me courage to move through this. I know that my freedom is on the other side of my pain. God, would you give me the courage to face up to that? I know that you are on the other side beckoning me forward. And I thank you that you are a God who loves me and can empathize with me. Father, I pray for anyone who needs a bit of courage this morning, that you would give that to them right now. Father, that you would provide an opportunity for them to move through their pain even today, even right now, and be healing them in Jesus' name. We know that we are not perfect, but we love a God who is, and we thank you for that, God. Would you bring us through the painful things in our lives and help us to become more like you? Help us to become more like you. For anyone who is here today and they're feeling like you're not all that happy with your life, you kind of want to know what this God thing is all about, I would love to pray for you. I would love to invite you in this morning. See, God knows your story. He knows what you're going through. I'm going to pray for you. If that's you this morning, if you want to know God, I could invite you to do the same thing. Just put your hands down in front of you. And would you pray with me? Father, I want to know you. I don't know if you are real or not. But if you are, I want to know you. Would you show me who you are? You know me. I believe you know me. Show me who you are, God. Help me to move through the things in my life that have caused me pain. And show me that you are there with me as I do so. Amen. If you prayed that this morning, I want to invite you after the service to come and see me. We're going to sing together as we finish off our service. I really wanted us to be able to respond by singing that song, Waymaker. It says, you are here touching every heart. You are here healing every heart. So why don't we stand together? If that is you this morning, that you feel like God has healed you, you feel like maybe you've taken a little bit closer step to God this morning, respond in this moment. Sing together. Lift up your voices. Let's sing.